Volunteers across the world will help scientists this weekend by simply spotting birds. The annual Great Backyard Bird Count inspires people on every continent to record tens of millions of birds into a scientific database over a four-day period. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service loves birds and decided to find out what the count is all about.
There's a lot to learn just outside your window. I recently recorded this bird outside my suburban Kansas City home.
Yeah, that's a tufted titmouse.
Mark Robbins listened to my recording. He's an ornithologist at the University of Kansas Biodiversity Institute. And he says that titmouse is likely in my yard because of people.
I'm sure tufted titmouse is much more common in Kansas now than it was when Europeans arrived.
This suburb was probably once prairie full of grassland birds. Now it's lawns and scattered trees that attract titmice and house sparrows. Tracking which birds are in my neighborhood and when can help scientists studying population changes and migration. Becca Radomski-Bish works for the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. She helps lead the annual Great Backyard Bird Count. It runs this weekend through Monday.
Anywhere that birds exist, which is everywhere, we want people to tell us what they see.
North America has about 3 billion fewer birds today than in 1970. One in four birds are gone, half of grassland birds. Birds are losing their habitat to development, they're slamming into windows, and threatened by pesticides and cats. Getting people to count birds in their area not only helps scientists collect data, it also opens the public's eyes to that loss.
They start to realize, wow, like, you know, I'm not seeing as many birds. We get that all the time, you know, 50 years ago I saw so many birds and now I'm only seeing these species.
Cornell's massive bird database is called eBird, and it can be a bit intimidating for beginners. So this year, people can ease into it with a simple app called Merlin. It shows photos of species you might see in your area this time of year. You click on a bird to tell Cornell you saw it. But ideally, Cornell wants more detail. If you use the eBird app, you'll answer things like, how many cardinals did you see? What other birds were around at the same time? Cornell hopes newbies will start with Merlin, get hooked, and switch to eBird. People use eBird year-round. They've reported nearly 1 billion bird sightings since 2002. eBird numbers have fed into hundreds of research papers that help scientists draw detailed migration maps species by species. I decided to try it for a few weeks, logged more than 20 species near home, then I went in search of one bird that someone reported on the app 2 days earlier. I am at the Baker Wetlands on the outskirts of Lawrence, and I'm looking at this great, fantastic grassy expanse with lots of ponds. And the one that I really want to see today is a duck called the Northern Shoveler. It's, you know, really colorful. It's bright. It's got this iridescent green and chestnut red brown on it. And this sort of like wacky oversized bill that I think would be really cool to see. Oh, there are a bunch of ducks. Hold on. Let's see if we can figure out what it is.
This is unbelievable. First birds that I'm seeing are Northern Shovelers. They just landed on the pond in front of me. Oh, they're so pretty.
This is when I ran into an expert birder, Al Schirmacher. He helped me identify and count ducks to log them in eBird.
There's, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12. There's 13 gadwall. And 4, 7, 12, 14, 18, 23, 27, 29 shovelers.
Schirmacher is a pastor from a small town an hour away who got the scoop on a kind of heron that was recently seen here.
There's been a lease bittern out here, which is a summer resident. Shouldn't be here.
So, like, someone typed it into eBird and then you got an email about it?
And I got the email about it, yes.
Schirmacher got into birds 30 years ago. He and his kids were out walking and saw goldfinches. A friend lent him binoculars.
And I got my first warbler, and I was hooked. Oh, and it became something to do besides just walking.
Now, during a pandemic, it's a safe pastime. Lots of people have taken to the outdoors as a socially distant activity since the pandemic hit. and the number of people using eBird jumped nearly 40% in 2020. Mark Robbins, the University of Kansas ornithologist, says he and his birding friends see loads more hikers on the trails.
And so a lot of people are getting out that normally wouldn't have, and a natural extension of that is, you see some bird and you go, ooh, what is that?
And if you figure out the answer, scientists hope you'll tell them what you saw too. During my walk at the Baker Wetlands, I logged dozens of birds and 10 species. There were others I couldn't identify, so I'll definitely visit again. For Here and Now, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.